不会影响我们平常的活动，就是说我们主日学跟平常的崇拜还是一样进行。
This is a supplement to the announcement we had earlier. The sunrise service would not interfere with our normal Sunday school and worship service. We'll still go on as usual.
上个礼拜三在家里面洗衣服的时候呢，洗衣机在中途的时候就坏了。
Last Wednesday, we're doing laundry at home. The washing machine actually stopped in the middle of the wash cycle.
那么我就在网站上面寻找怎么去解决这个问题。
So I searched online and tried to figure out how to resolve this problem.
那么他们很多人说呢，这个是这个牌子常有的问题。
A lot of people say this is a common problem for this particular brand of washer.
单单呢要换这个零件，已经要200块。
Just the changing the parts by themselves is over $200.
那么我打电话去这个公司问他们，如果要收紧这个机器要多少钱呢？修理这个机器。
So I called the company and asked them, what would it cost to repair this machine?
他说320块。
And he said, they said $320.
那么我在想，我这洗衣机才不到600块，要320块去收，好像不太合理啊。
So I thought my washing machine costs like about $600. If it takes $320 just to repair, it doesn't make any sense.
所以我就在 Facebook 里面问我的朋友怎么解决这个问题啊。
So I went on Facebook and asked my friend how to resolve this problem.
那么本来呢，我是希望买一部新的。
Originally, I was thinking, that I would buy a brand new one.
但是最后我们的朋友就，我听他们的意见，就是试试自己修理了。
So I heard their advice and tried to repair that myself.
其实我的计划呢，就是把如果我连打开这个洗衣机的能力都没有的时候呢，就不用考虑修理了。
So I thought if I cannot even open up the washer, it's probably not even worth trying to repair that.
所以呢，就星期三高价半天，那么就去修理这个洗衣机。
So I took a half day off and spent the time to try to repair this washer.
当我打开这个洗衣机的时候，你猜我见到什么呢？
Once I open up the washer, guess what I found?
这个就是为什么它不动的原因，我不知道你看不看得见。
There is a reason why they stop working. I don't know if you can see what's in there.
原来有一条毛巾跑进这个机器中间，把这个机器卡住了。
It turned out there's a towel find its way into between the washing bin and actually stop the machine.
所以我把它拿出来以后呢，它就继续恢复正常，没事了。
So once I removed the tower, it went back and functioning just fine.
所以呢，我收好这个机器以后呢，这个洗衣机以后呢，我问自己一个问题。
So after I fixed up this washer, I asked myself this question.
这个故事教训我什么呢？
What is the moral of the story?
我从前你学到什么呢？
What have I learned from this?
其实这个也是我今天讲到的问题题目。
And this is also the topic of my sermon today.
出埃及记34章呢，已经是出埃及这卷书的尾声了，就是 end of the story.
Okay, so the chapter 34 is getting towards the end of this book of Exodus.
我们从去年开始的时候就讲出埃及记。
Starting last year, we started reading the book of Exodus.
那么我们看见神呢，把以色列人从埃及拯救出来。
We see that actually God rescued the Israelites all the way from Egypt.
神把以色列人带到西乃山与他们立约。
God brought them to Mount Sinai and actually have this covenant with them.
其实从35章到40章呢，就是他们建立这个会幕的内容。
And actually, chapter 35 to the end, it's actually talk about the content of this building of the tabernacle.
所以，我们来到这个故事的最尾的时候，我们问一个问题，就是出埃及记教训我们什么？
So as we come to toward the end of that, we ask ourselves, what has the book of Exodus told us? What is the moral of this story?
我希望用34章的第6到第7节总结。
I hope to use the book of Exodus chapter 34 verse 6 and 7 to actually summarize the entire story. The book of Exodus, a moral of this Exodus story is God's name.
如果出埃及记是一部电影呢，其实里面有很多很精彩的演员。
So if the book Exodus is a movie, there are a lot of actually exciting movie characters in there.
比方说我们有很勇敢的摩西的父母。
And for example, we have the very brave parents of Moses.
他把摩西收藏了3个月。
They hid Moses for 3 months.
还有这个很顽固的法老。
And also the stubborn Pharaoh.
当然也有这些讨厌又常常很容易变的以色列人。
And also there are also the Israelites who actually if it just kind of changes all the time.
当然就是这个很忠心的摩西。
And of course there is this very faithful Moses.
但是呢，你不要忽略。 出埃及记里面的主角,
but please don't ignore the main character for the book of Exodus.
这个就是看不见的耶和华神,
and that is the invisible Jehovah God.
其实当你读圣经的时候, 全本圣经的主角就是神。
And actually when you read the Bible, the main character of the entire Bible is God.
神不单只是圣经里面的主角,
not only is he the main character of the Bible,
他也是历史的主角,
and he is also the main character of history.
英文有一句话,他说, 历史就是他的故事, history is his story.
In English, there's this phrase, history is his story.
从去年年底到现在呢，其实我们教会有五六个弟兄姊妹，他们的家人呢是去世了。From
the end of the last year to now, there have been five or six families whose members have passed away.
我在一个月里面参加了3次的葬礼。
In 1 month, I attended 3 funerals.
所以我常告诉人了，我现在参加葬礼的日子比起参加婚礼的日子更多了。So
I tell people, I attend more nowadays. I attend more funerals than weddings.
那么就是有一天不是你参加我的葬礼，就是我参加你的葬礼了。So
one day either I attend your funeral or you attend my funeral.
所以呢，我。 你参加葬礼的时候呢，有一部分就是追溯这个人的生平的。When
you attend funeral, there is always one part that you actually reflect on that person's life.
那么你希望人家记得你什么呢？
How would you like to be remembered?
有一次在葬礼里面呢，我见到他们的家人把这个人呢，他的生平用 PowerPoint。 一个上篇一个上篇简直表达出来。
And one time I saw that the family used PowerPoint to actually show the person's life slide by slide.
那么在回家的路上我就告诉 Audrey.
On the way home I told Audrey.
我要赶快为我自己预备剪纸，因为我知道我死后呢，他没有能力做一个 PowerPoint 好像剪纸。I
told her that I need to prepare my own PowerPoint so that if I pass away, that because she probably won't be able to put this together.
你知道他给我的答案是什么？
You know how she answered me?
她说不需要。
She said you don't need to.
因为她其实她告诉我。 你不需要告诉人家你的生平，就是你在海外出生，来了美国念大学，后来在这边找工作结婚，那么最后就退休玩游世界，最后就死掉。你不用告诉人家这个故事。
You don't need to tell other people that you're born overseas, you came over and actually found a job, and then you retired, and then you traveled around the world, and then you pass away.
他说我们认识的人每一个人的人生都是这样子。
Everybody we know, their whole lives are just like that.
我感谢神，我有一个很有智慧的一个太太。
I thank the Lord that I have a very wise wife.
她提醒我们人生不是这样子。
She reminded us, life is not like that.
事实上我们的人生还是神的故事。
And actually in reality our life is still continue to be part of God's story.
我们的人生之所以有意义，是因为我们认识了主耶稣基督。
Our life has meaning because we know Jesus Christ.
否则你的人生就是某人跟某人在某一天剩下你。
Otherwise, the story is a certain person and certain person got married and actually bore you.
那么你几岁以后你自己也结婚生孩子。
And then so after so many years later, you're a certain age and you got married and have kids.
你再活几多年，那么你也死掉。
And actually many years later, and then you pass away.
我们值得活下去，其实因为我们认识了圣经里面这位神。
The fact that we continue to worth living because we know Jesus Christ our Lord.
你认识耶和华神吗？
Do you know Jehovah God?
他，你是不是为他而活？
Are you living for him?
还是呢，神其实只是你的室友？
Or because God is just only your hobby?
Roommate.
Oh, roommate.
Okay. 室友的意思呢，就是你知道他存在，但是他你跟他没有关系的。
The roommate is like you know this person exists, but you have no relationship with him or her.
如果神跟你的关系就是好像一个室友的时候，你这个是你人生里面最大的一个损失。
If God is almost like a roommate, that is your greatest loss in your life.
因为出埃及记里面告诉我们呢。神是一个怎么样的一个神？
Because God, the book Exodus told us what kind of God he is.
我们希望我们的人生能够认识这一位神。
I hope that within our lives we get to know this God.
所以让我们来看一看我们的神是怎么样的一位神。
So let's take a look at what kind of God he is.
34章的第六节里面说，耶和华耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神。
In verse 6 and 7 in chapter 34, it says, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God.
怜悯呢，就是动了同情的心。
Compassionate means actually have a merciful heart.
特别你看见这个字呢，特别就是你看见这些婴孩啊，还有就是这些有需要的人，你去帮助他的一个感情。
So this is a type of feeling, it's like towards an infant that you want to go and help them.
恩典呢，就是你对有需要的人的一个帮助。
And gracious is like you actually lend this help to someone who needs help.
是一种仁慈的一个表现。
It's actually a way to share your mercifulness.
也是一种没有条件的拣选选择。
And it's also a choice of actually having no unconditional.
在出埃及记第二章的23到25节呢，我觉得最能够把神的怜悯跟恩典表现出来。
And I see that in Exodus chapter 2:23 to 2:25 is the part actually truly express God's graciousness.
这边说过了多年，埃及王死了，以色列人因做苦工，就叹息哀求，他们的哀心达于神，神听见他们的哀心，就纪念他与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约，神看顾以色列人，也知道他们的苦情。
It says, during those many days, the king of Egypt died, and the people of Israel groaned because of their slavery and cried out for help. Their cry for rescue from slavery came up to God, and God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. God saw the people of Israel, and God knew.
我最喜欢他最后的一句。 他说神看顾，神知道。
Especially like the last verse, it said God saw and God knew.
我不知道呢，你有没有去求过人的经验？
I don't know if you actually have the experience of actually going and beg someone.
比方说你求这个交通的警察网开一面。
For example, you ask the traffic policeman to just be kind to you.
求你的教授宽容几天呢？因为呢不能在预期的时候照这个功课。
To ask the professor to give you a few more days of grace period because you cannot turn in the homework.
或者呢，你告诉你的老板，你说再给我一次机会了，因为我这个这一期啊不能达到这个预期的目标。
So to ask your boss to be more gracious because you cannot reach those goals this this term.
我问大家，如果你有求过人的经验，你通常得到什么的答案？
So I ask you if you have this had this experience of begging for someone, what kind of response have you gotten?
他们都会是说共事共办。
They always say we actually need to stick to the term of officially.
身份越高的人呢，越不会怜悯你。
The higher the position they have, the less likely for them to forgive.
但是我们的神却不是这样子。
But our God is not like that.
虽然他是至高无上。
Because even though he is, there is none higher than him.
但是神说，我看顾，我也知道。
But God would say he saw and he actually would, he also knew.
既然我们的神是满有怜悯恩典的神，我们应当怎么做呢？
So even our God is full of compassion and graciousness, what do we do?
我们可以学在诗篇116篇的作者他说。
And we can say, see what, like what recorded in Psalm 116, verse 2, the author says.
第二节他说，你自向他自向这儿他自向我自这儿，我一生要求告他。
It says, because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live.
诗篇一百一十六篇里面，他重复，神呢是一个有恩典、有公义，我们的神是以怜悯为怀的。
In chapter 116 in Psalm, I actually repeat and say, God is gracious and righteous. God is full of compassion.
第八节他讲到。主啊，你救了我的命，免了死亡；救了我的眼，免了流泪；救我的脚，免了跌倒。
In verse 8, it says, "For you, Lord, have delivered me from death; my eyes from tears; my feet from stumbling."
所以我们应该一生去求告神。
So therefore, we should be asking God to rest our lives.
我们的神不会叫我们失望的。
Our God will not make us disappointed.
因为他是一个有怜悯、有恩典的神。
Because he is one that actually is compassionate and also gracious.
神不单只是有怜悯、有恩典。
Not only God is compassionate and gracious.
34章的第六节也告诉我们，我们的神是不轻易。轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
In verse 6, it also tells us slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness.
有些人呢，他不发怒，是因为他不敢发怒。
And some people, they don't become angry because they don't dare to become angry.
他发怒的时候，没有人听他。
When he become angry, nobody would hear.
他发怒的时候，人家骂他，你为什么讲话讲这么大声呢？
And when he became angry, somebody actually was called back at him, why do you say out so loudly?
但是我们的神呢，在拿鸿书一章的第三节讲到，耶和华不轻易发怒，大有能力。
But God in the book of Nahum 1:3 it says the Lord is slow to anger and but great in power.
你知道我们的神是有能力去发怒。
You know our God is actually has the ability, the power to become angry.
他有权去发怒。
He has the authority to become angry.
他能够用一句话创造这个世界。
He can use one phrase to create this world.
他说有就有，命立就立。
He would say yes, and then it's done, and actually have want to do it, and it's done.
所以呢，他也可以一句话毁灭这个世界。
So he can also use one phrase to destroy this world.
但是他选择他不发怒。
But he chose not to become angry.
这个证明我们的神是很有自制的能力的一个神。就是 self-control 的一个。
So they say, it tells us this, our God is actually one full of self-control.
那么什么限制我们的神呢？
What kind of God is he?
就是什么东西限制他不发怒？
What actually control him so that he would not become angry?
就是他丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
And that is, he's actually, his love and his compassion.
在旧约里面呢，神的慈爱是指他与他立约的人，的一个忠诚的一个爱。
So the actually in the God is actually one that actually talk about related back to the relationship with the ones he had the covenant.
诚实呢是讲到呢是很可靠的意思。诚实就是34:6里面讲的 faithfulness.
So actually, God is faithfulness. That's therefore he will not become.
就是很可靠。
It's actually very reliable.
所以我们特别在以色列人呢，他离开埃及，在旷野的路上，我们看见神的慈爱跟诚实。
So when the Israelites were in the wilderness, we can see God's love and also His faithfulness.
虽然以色列人呢，很多次为了没有水喝，没有东西吃，去埋怨神。
Even though the Israelites, because they don't have enough food to eat or actually water to drink, they complain to God.
但是神没有向这些以色列人发怒。
But God did not become angry with the Israelites.
反而呢是很可靠的，每一天供应他们所需要的食物跟水。
But he faithfully provided with their food and water every day.
如果我们的神是拣子，他不轻易发怒，蛮有恩典跟诚实的时候，我们要怎么对待他呢？
So if our God is such a God who is slow to anger, compassion and love, how should we respond to him?
我们要赞美他。
We need to praise him.
在诗篇里面有很多篇诗篇里面，作者就是要赞美神他的慈爱跟诚实。
So in many chapters in Psalms, they talk about how the author praise him because it's love and faithfulness.
我们要在别人的面前，在这个世界的面前赞美我们的神。
We need to praise in front of man, in front of this world, and praise God.
因为他对他的儿女是多么可靠，多么慈爱的。
Because he is so faithful and loving to his own children.
第三样事情呢，有关神的名的，就是第七节讲到，神是为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
The second aspect of what who God is that He does not have the guilty unpunished, yet punish the children and the children for the sins of the parents of the third and fourth generation. What's up?
Yeah. 但是应该是前面。
前面
okay, 前面
oh, okay. Actually meaning to love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, sin.
那这一点呢，就是我们刚刚讲到进牛犊的事件里面，你就见到神这个表现了。
So regarding this aspect, it refer back to the golden calf idol that actually within this matter.
那在这个故事里面呢，神就是好像一个丈夫。
Within this story, God is almost like a husband.
他在蜜月期间发现呢，他刚刚出来的次子呢，跟别人犯奸淫。
So it's almost like a husband discovered that during the honeymoon that the wife had been unfaithful to him.
但是我们的神愿意去赦免他的拣子的以色列人。
But our God is willing to forgive the Israelites who is like that.
他愿意再与他们立约。
He is willing to establish a covenant with them again.
这个证明神对人的爱。
This proved God's love for man.
只是当我信主的时候呢，不是因为我觉得神爱我。
When I accepted God, it's not because I felt like God loved me.
我信耶稣的原因是因为我不想下地狱。
The reason why I accepted God because I didn't want to go to hell.
我完全明白我是一个罪人。
I totally understood that I was a sinner.
我知道我过不了神的审判。
I know that I cannot pass God's judgment.
所以我做一个很明智的一个选择，就是选择信耶稣，将来上天堂。
So I made a very wise choice, and that is accept God, and then I will enter heaven.
所以我形容呢，我这个决定呢，就是好汉不吃眼前亏。
So the decision I made is almost like a wise man. When you encounter challenges, you actually just retreat.
我不是因为我觉得神爱我，所以我相信他。
It's not because I felt like God loved me, and therefore I trust Him.
虽然我知道耶稣为我死在十字架上。
Even though I know that God, Jesus died on the cross for me.
但是当时我告诉自己，耶稣死之前他已经知道他三天后复活了，所以有什么大不了呢？
So I thought, before Jesus died, he already knew that he would resurrect it three days later. There's nothing, not a big deal about it.
就好像我今天给你100块，但是我知道我三天以后能够把这100块拿回来的，那么就不是什么牺牲呢？
So it's almost like I give you $100 today, three days later, I know I will get that $100 back. It's not much of a sacrifice.
所以当我刚刚信主的时候呢，我不了解神对我的爱。
So when I first accepted, became a Christian, I did not realize what kind of love God had for me.
我了解神对我的爱是信主以后4年之后。
I realized about God's love is like four years after I accepted Him.
当时发生一件事情。
At that time, something happened.
这是我念中学啊，我跟我旁边这个还没信主的同学谈恋爱。
So when I was in high school, I was had this romantic relationship with my classmate in high school.
那么其实我就放弃神了。
And actually, at that time, I forsook God.
那我还去教会，因为呢，我不想知道，不想人家知道我心里面的决定。
I still went to church because I did not want other people to know the decision I made in my heart.
但是呢，对我来说，其实我已经放弃神。
But at that time, I already gave up on God.
但是你知道啊，这些年轻人就是谈恋爱，不会一帆风顺的嘛。
But you know, in all these young people, when they're in romantic relationship, it doesn't always go smoothly.
所以有一次吵架，我们最后就说，好了，那么我们分手了。
So I had a fight with this lady friend, and I finally said, well, let's just walk our own way.
那当时我们说要分手呢，就是刚刚就是我们香港的中学会考的3个月之前。
So the time when we broke up, it was like 3 months before the high school final exam, across the entire place. This is like 3 months before that.
那你要知道呢，中学会考在香港来说是一个最大的一个的考试。
You see, you need to understand that the high school exam in Hong Kong is like the one of the major greatest thing for high school students.
我的这个年代有16万人考这个考试。
For my generation, we had 160,000 kids taking this exam.
考完这个试以后，只有10%, 10% 的人可以继续念他的中学。
So, after the exam, there's only 10% that can continue on with the high school.
Yeah, 最后两年的中学，那么就是只有10% 的人会继续去。
It's like the last 2 years of high school, only 10% of the students would continue on.
所以你知道这个考试对每一个学生是多么重要。
So you see how important this exam is to all the students.
所以对我来说，我也很紧张啊。
So for me, I was very nervous.
那我平常念书已经是平平的。
I actually am a normal level of student.
我念的中学呢，是我们说的是最低级的中学。
The high school I went to is actually one of the lower level high school.
你在香港的中学分开五级，我们说 band 1 to band 5。
For the high schools in Hong Kong, there are 5 different bands, 1 to 5.
我的中学是 band 5的中学。
My high school is actually band 5.
那所以现在你要考，考节目重要的是，你又跟女朋友分手了，你会怎么预备你的考试呢？
So actually, for such an important exam, and you're in such high school, now you just broke up with your girlfriend, what do you do?
回去求神赦免我的罪，保守我的考试啊。We
went back to God. They actually asked God to forgive me and actually help me with the exams.
因为本来我就对我来说神，我离开神的原因就是因为我跟这个不信主的女朋友谈论爱嘛。现在已经分手了，那么这个问题就不存在了。
So the reason why I left God is so that I have this romantic relationship with a non-Christian, so the problem had gone away.
当时放弃神的原因就是因为我爱这个女朋友，超过爱神，所以我才放弃她。
The reason that I actually left God is because I love this girl more than I love God.
所以当时我就承认我的罪，那么求神保守我的考试。
So at that time, I asked God to forgive my sin and then help me with my exams.
在这段时间，其实我也没有回去看我的女朋友，因为只是为了考试，大家都在忙。So
during this time, I did not go back and visit my girlfriend because we were all busy.
那么到考试，成绩出来了。So
when the exam results came out,
你猜神有没有保守我的考试呢？
Yes, if actually God had helped me with my exams.
Oh, Herbert 说没有啊。 我告诉你，
Herbert said no.
有啊，神保守我啊。
But I tell you, actually God did protect me.
还有他给我一个成绩是超过我想象的。
And also he gave me some result is far beyond what I expected.
我从 Band 5的学校跳到 Band 1的学校。
I went from a Band 5 school, went all the way to a Band 1 school.
那现在考试完了，放暑假了。
So now, actually, the exams are over, summer vacation is starting.
你有这么多时间，你会做什么？
You have all that time, what would you do?
当然去找从前的女朋友了。
Of course, go back to find your old girlfriend.
所以又把神
So I actually forsook God again.
但是因为最后我们大家念的中学不一样，那么最后还是没有继续下去了。So
but in the end, because we went to a different high school, we did not continue.
那么最后又回到神面前认罪，求神赦免。And
went back to God and asked God for forgiveness and again.
但是 我因为发生这个事情，我就问自己一个问题。And
after all that happened, I asked myself a question.
神是全知的。God
is all-knowing.
他知道未来了。He
knows what's coming in the future.
那么他就是知道我考完试以后就会回去找这个女朋友了。He
knew that after the exam, I would go back and find this girlfriend.
如果你是神， 你会保守坚持忘恩负义的人吗？
So if you were God, would you protect such a person who actually just kind of renege on what he promised?
他来找你的时候，你会怎么回答他呢？
When he came to ask for you, how would you respond to him?
我一定会叫这个人，你跟我滚了。So
I would definitely tell this person, go away.
但是我们的神，他为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽，过犯罪恶。But
this God is maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, sin.
他仍然保守我。
He continued to keep me.
其实就是好像呢，神 知道以色列人有一天会再一次出卖他一样。
So it's almost as if God knew the Israelites would rebel against them again.
但是神还是在出埃及记的三十五章跟以色列人重新立约。
So, but yet God can still renew this covenant with Israelites in chapter 35.
所以自然我们有这样子的神的时候，我们应当来到神面前求他赦免。
So if we have such a God, why wouldn't we want to come before God and ask for forgiveness?
因为只要你是真心的认罪的时候，神一定会赦免你的罪。
Because if you truly indeed come before God and repent, God will forgive you.
但是如果你心里面就是动一个诡诈的意念说，既然神一定会赦免我，那么我就先犯罪，后回来找他。
So you have this evil thought in your mind that actually God will forgive me, so I now just ask for forgiveness.
那么你要记得第七节的下半节讲什么了。
So you need to take a look at what it says in this latter part of verse 7.
神是万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自负直指，直到三世代。
Yet he does not have to leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation.
当神要跟以色列人立约的时候，他说，在第十节里面说，我要立约，要在百姓前行奇妙的事，是在遍地万国中未曾行的。
When God renewed the covenant with the Israelites, he said in chapter 34, verse 10, he said, I am making a covenant with you. Before all your people, I will do wonders never before done in any nation in all the world.
十一节，神说，我今天所吩咐你们，所吩咐的，你要谨守。
In verse 11, it says, Obey what I command you today.
当他们紧紧谨守的时候，神就会把这些迦南人赶出去。
If the Israelites obey these commandments, God will drive out all the Canaanites.
但是如果他们没有谨守，反而跟这些迦南人立约的时候，这些外邦人就会成为以色列人的网罗。
So, but yet if they did not obey and actually turn around and made a treaty with those kind of Canaanites, then actually these Canaanites will become a snare among them.
以色列人会跟他们一直吃拜过偶像的物，也会跟他们结婚，最后就会敬拜他们的偶像。
So the Israelites would eat the food that they use to worship the idols and intermarry with them and actually end up worshiping their God.
很可惜以色列人呢，他们没有听神的警告，他们最后就经历神追讨他们的罪。
It's a shame that the Israelites did not follow God and actually enter into the kind of sin that God hated the most.
因为神万不以有罪的为无罪。
Because God would not consider the one who has not sinned to have sinned.
神的名就是出埃及记教训我们的功课。
God's name is what the book of Exodus taught us.
这个也是我们一生人要学习的功课。
This is also a lesson we need to learn throughout our lives.
我们希望我们的人生能够经历神的怜悯、恩典、慈爱、诚实。
We want to our lives be to enter into God's faithfulness and also
mercy
and loving kindness.
我们希望我们经历神赦免的恩。
We want to enter into this grace of God that is forgiveness.
我们希望我们不会经历神的追讨我们的罪。
So we do not want to enter the kind of sin that God will come after us.
上个星期当我这洗衣机坏的时候呢， 我就问我自己，我学到什么？
And last week when my washing machine went bad, I asked myself, what have I learned?
其实我问我一个问题，为什么这条毛巾会跑进这个机器里面呢？
So I asked myself a question, how did this towel enter into the washing machine?
洗衣机的说明书呢，它告诉我们，你不能把太多的衣服放进这个洗衣机里面。
The instruction on the washing machine clearly stated that you cannot overload your washer.
可是有人不看这个说明书。
But someone did not read this instruction manual.
但是更糟糕的事情是，有人看了这个说明书，但是不觉得这句话是真的。
But the sad thing is, someone read the instruction manual, but yet did not take this instruction to heart.
我希望我们来到神的面前，读到圣经的时候，我们不会有这样子的反应。
So I hope that as we read God's word, that we will not respond like that.
我们当神只是我们的室友，roommate.
Oh, we treated God as if he was our roommate.
我们不去认识这位神。
We don't want to get to know this God.
这个其实是我们人生最大的一个损失。
This is the greatest loss for us in our lives.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你就是这位满有怜悯恩典慈爱的神。
Because you are God who is full of love and compassion and kindness.
我们在你里面找到这个赦免之恩。
In you we have found the grace of forgiveness.
求主帮助我们，我们会不会轻看神你的话语。
We ask you God that we would not overlook your words.
我们能够经历神你在圣经里面一切的祝福
so that we can experience all that you have told us you would give from your word.
听我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名求
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.